We're going to start the Sefer Shemayim Daf Resh Pei Gimel.
Resh Pei Gimel, okay.
If the Devarim Ke'elu Ki'yotze Behem, and all these type of arguments and comparable to which we mentioned, Yachpot Ha'yetzer Lahovi Sofek Belipcho, the Yetzer would desire to bring in doubts into your heart. Kedei Lavipcho, in order to destroy you, Lakhidecho, to uproot you. V'al Tishtek, don't keep quiet. Don't resign. In other words, when those doubts come into your heart, you just don't push them away, like, okay, don't think about it, because then you actually, you're not uprooting this argument which he tries to confuse you, you're postponing it. He says, Al-Tishtek, don't be quiet. I mean, just don't be passive about it. If you have these crazy doubts which the Yetzer Hara tries to bring in, try to clarify it. If you can do it on your own, go ask somebody, ask your Rebbe. Get it cleared out in your mind until it's got totally uprooted. Why? What is he saying to you? He comes up with all the previous arguments you learned above. You have to have the empty that. You have to know exactly. Gamma Shatoshir Apikoidus. Apikoidus Didoch, says the Maral. You're Apikoidus. And he throws in this little Apikoidus thinking. It's not just enough just to push away your doubt, your mind, and not to think about it. Because then it remains that you have to uproot them. Shloit Yechoshif Evilu Ksil. Because in order you shouldn't be considered a fool, a tippish. V'nach shara chochmos, leave behind all the other wisdoms where you usually do well. Ki yigiosan rabo, because in all the other areas you have to work a lot, v'tahalto me'uto, but the benefit is very little. V'im lo niftach pesach, v'tavos batchila. And if you should never open up a door right in the beginning for any pleasure, the Malam Yishalosim to give in to them, this Nagma Masurim, and to conduct our life with advance, with excessive things. If we wouldn't give a footstep for this excessive thing in our life, believe the Fakhir that we should chase them. When we shivei you, and until we are not going to totally turn them, Kamasurim ain't tzarech them. That you should be, in other words, if you don't give even a footstep for this excessive need, that you don't let them into your life, you're going to set them back totally, all the excessive things if you don't need them. And usually people like to learn, like to think, and like to be involved in areas which is not so important, it's not so crucial for their life, because they feel they want to stimulate the mind, the learning, all kind of things. But the benefit is very little. And this is what we are continuously focused on, Parnosa. How to make a living with Jesus, not just any of them die. It's enough that we have to spend time to make a living and to go out to spend time in other areas which is not making a living, that's not giving us any benefit. It's enough that we have to work for the bare minimum. We should not invest time to work and to dedicate ourselves for the excessive things, the moisture. However, if Kosh Baruch will give us excessive things, we bleed Tidus Levedu Vem without having to be devoted our heart to it. We give us Machshav Seinu Aleim, that dedicate our minds strong to it. We get them anyway easily.
What do you mean by excessive thing? I mean,
we don't invest your time and effort in thinking only to the bare minimum which you have to. If you're going to dedicate your mind and your effort to become rich more than you need, you're going to work a lot all your life, and the results, benefits will be very little. Because the only, in other words, we have to see, to dedicate all our thinking power, all our immersing depth, and all our dedication and motivation should be all dedicated to fight the Yetzer Hara with all kinds of stupid arguments. And a person cannot be in two things. In Yiddish, they say, "Nafligin in Amesecht." You have to lay in a sugi, you have to lay in Amesecht. If you want to conquer some limit, some learning, you have to be in it 24 hours. You have to dream of it. Middle of the night, you have to think of it. Dedication, you can't be dedicated to two things simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he says, the Yetzer Hara always bombards us with all kind of arguments, all kind of doubts. Do we have time to counterattack him, to take it apart, to say what kind of fool he is, how wrong it is? We don't have time. Why? Because our thinking, our mind, is preoccupied with daily mundane things. You have to make a living, you have to worry for this and worry for that. He says, no, don't worry for those things. because those things is not helpful anyhow. You're not going to get more than Hashem is giving you. It's enough that you have to give up time to think and to put in effort in the basic minimum of making a living. But all the extra efforts that you're putting in, the extra thinking with dedication that you put, is just thrown out, because what you ever give for that, it's not going to bring a benefit, but at the same time, you can't dedicate this time to fight back your Yetzer Hara. Because if Hashem will give us extra moisters, he will give us excessive things without working. If Hashem will give us this excessive, without having our mind in it, without the dedication, then we're going to spend this extra thing which God gave us for what is appropriate to expend them. What is justice? How to spend them? If he's not going to give us the successive benefits of things, this topic, it's going to be enough. We're going to be satisfied with more than with the simple bread, simple food. But it's tarach as well. And we're not going to need more than basic minimum. That's going to be our lifestyle. Us, when we're going to come to this madrega, that you make yourself, you're setting up your mind. You're only giving up your mind to the bare minimum. And all the extra time you're putting in how to fight back Yetzer Hara, all you show that a Yetzer Vinogev. Then the Yetzer will be broken, and then it's going to be totally destroyed. And it's not going to come in up every day with new arguments. However, if you're going to listen to him, you know, we're going to listen, go out, make work, even a little bit, then we're going to go from one step which leads us to the next. If you're going to, if you're giving a little bit to Yetzer Hara, if you're giving a little bit, you're not going to stop there. It's going to bring you from one madriga to the other, until it's going to bring us lavadoim, the total destruction, in this world, in the world to come. This is a fantasy, the first part of Shusatuk by Yetzer Sodom. This is the first thing with the Yetzer tries to tell the man, when a person is going to be weak in wisdom and his Torah. He's going to try to say, listen, you have to make a living, you have to try, it's not going to try, not going to have. Yetzer doesn't come to you to destroy, he says, I'm going to destroy from this world, to come. No, he says, you'll be a Jew, be everything fine, but you have to worry, you have to be able to be in business, you have to make a living. That's the way you start. And therefore, when we give in that area, you are in his hands. Eventually, it's going to totally lead you out.
So other areas as well, then?
In any area.
Once he's in one area, he'll get into
it. In other area, because what is his accomplishment? How does it work? He doesn't have to lead you in any other area. All he has to do to lead you out from the area of Machshavei Selekim. Not to think about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to think about Machshavei. A man who has a war with the enemy, you know, he has an enemy. It tries to get him from all angles. Starts to rob his bank, the money from his bank. It tries to make him sick. It tries to burglarize his apartment. It tries to destroy his car. You have an enemy, Meshuggah, an enemy. He's trying to get you wherever he could get you. And you have to be continuously on the alert in any area that you shouldn't get you. Comes a person, and all he has to do to sidetrack you. Come on, listen, have a good business. Come here and there. And you go there. Just for a moment. Just 5 moments. These 5 moments you go after him, will that destroy you? That will not destroy it. You know what will destroy it? The 5 moments that you gave up to be alert on your enemies trying to get you. And he's going to get you. So once you go away for 5 moments, other five moments, there's nothing. You only make kosher money, a little extra, you're going to put away, lay away, and you get again. And you're just seeing nothing is destruction. But you don't realize that the same guy has in the back of it that is getting in all angles of getting in is making total destruction. That's the Yetzer. The Yetzer tries to get us away from our focus of him. Even in a kosher way. Not in a negative way. All he wants, you just don't think about me. The minute you stop focusing on him, he's bombarding you and he's coming and he's poisoning your person from all angles. So in other words, what is our responsibility? To stay alert. The mind has to stay alert and always ready to get a gimmick of the Yetzer. What he wants now, what he's trying now. Always having debates and dialogues and try to, that's the most important thing. And any sidetrack, even if it's a kosher sidetrack, if it's an absolute bare minimum, you know, you have to make a living, you have to need bread, you have to pay your rent, then Hashem helps us. Because for that Hashem forces us to be out. And then we have Siyata Rishmai. But the minute you allow yourself to get further sidetracked for excessive things which are not, what right do you have to do that? And then he's getting you. אבל אם יהיה אדם חכם, אם יתפוס לו בשמת, בדעת אלוהים בטרס, אתה יודע, קדוש ברוך הוא נסתר לו. And it wouldn't let the Yitzhak come with any stupid argument. Then you start on a Yitzhak that Yitzhak will try to bring come from a different angle. The Hagnus, the Hepsodol, and the will try to bring in all kind of damages and all kind of other misconceptions with the argument that all improve is it such Yitzhak from any angle which you can. Minamusku. He will try to debate you rationally, but of course he will try to mislead you to psukim, which shows lechayre contrary than you should, Ramkuba, or Chazal. The Yovi Moifes, and he will bring all kind of proofs on Masherei, all of which will prove to him, to his benefit, mina Moifesim Amafim, for all kind of beautiful proofs, Asher Enoch, the Moifesim Amitios. But the foundation is not true, but I tell the same with Chiyovais, and therefore the result is not necessarily like that. And the people who want to let be, or people who want to be misled, people sometimes the Yetzer could get them so that they want to do certain things which is actually benefiting his Yetzer. And he all of a sudden starts bringing him all kind of proofs and learning Psukim, Chazal, and all kind of traders, and tries to justify everything in a wrong way, which is absolutely, the foundation is not true. However, if your Sichlo Chazach, if your Seichel will be pure, the Chochmos Chazok and your Chochmos will be strong, Derech HaMoifes, you're going to be able to prove it for Afni Azoreba, you're going to be able to be careful with Esa Zorim HaMachloikes. At a time when this thing has been brought down, and all the machlokes, Tira often told Yitzchak of Yerushalayim, you're going to see all the way he tries to deceive you with his proofs. But it's Bohar Elohim Emes. Now, one thing, when your heart is going to be pure, otherwise, if you have no any self interest, if you show that you don't want to be bad, you don't want to be misled, it cannot mislead you. If you have a person, that's the foundation has to be pure, a person has to do the Rosh Hashem. And then you will discover where his falsehood comes in. You're going to see the right way. And your wisdom is going to be cleared from all kinds of fakers. And all your mindset is from all kinds of mix-ups. However, but if you're going to have a shortfall on this knowledge, you're not going to be fully dedicated. As the year p'tua l'cho yoysechot. He's deceiving you, and his argument is going to be more strong than you. The governor Alecho Yosem is Davan. He's overpowering, but become more a daily routine. Umoshla b'cho, and eventually he will rule over you. V'kifoy oischo, and he's going to surround you from all angles. V'niracho, in things which you will see clearly. V'nistarcho, Yosemachu, and even more something which is consumed of you. He will totally be involved in your private life. Why? Because he comes against you with a lot of wisdom, with a lot of knowledge. And he will lead your life with all kind of proofs, which you're going to rely on him because he's going to be able to deceive you. He's too smart and too experienced to bring all kind of arguments, which you're going to fall for that if you're not going to be alert. And if he's going to deceive your mind, he's going to fool you. Then, till then, he's a friend of you. So I want you to be a tzaddik, I want you to be right, but, you know, this is the way you're a tzaddik, this is the right way of doing this, a mitzvah what you're doing. It's gonna, and once you went after that, and once you bought that, all of a sudden, yitame olecho, it's going to go away from you as a friend. The yozer boy olecho. And it's going to go against you, totally, because now you're totally relying on him, which still now we were doubtful that you will rely on his argument. But therefore, Mashallah told me, anything which you don't understand, you're going to be relying on your advisor, which is the Yetzer Hara, and it's going to date me. Now is the beginning of the destruction. The Kashir Yigvaralecho, and it's going to overpower you, and it's going to rule over you, because the help of the rational Seichel which has. He's going to totally deceive you and show you all kind of fantasies in your sheker, all kind of proofs. In other words, you have no idea to what extent the Yetzirah could deceive you, that you could swear it's true, and it's all sheker. Yatik oischum in madrega, we're going to take you away from that clever choice, a clever language was before close to the truth. When you're talking about Pnei Sheker, and the sheker was actually hidden there, and Mashachreu. In the beginning, you know, he deceived you with many truthful things because the shekel was hidden. But later on, it's going to bring actually Yachal Madrega, it's going to bring it to the level Shen Storim Bapne Emes. If you don't see the Emes at all, the Sheker Agomer, not able to send the whole Sheker, the whole bluff. The Shorin Shoyscho is going to totally uproot you. The Apilcho Madrega Sagmul Ba'olim Abo is going to even make you fall from the levels for the reward of the Olim Abo. Vitiyach Achmoscho Lero Locho. All your Chachm which you have the Torah is going to be Lero Locho, going to be bad for you. In other words, he's going to use your knowledge and your tools to deceive you even more. The more you know, since it's just like the knowledge is like an ammunition, and if the Yetzer HaRa takes away light ammunition from your hand, he's going to use it against you. The Sichlecho and your own Sechel is going to be Sibel of Decho, it's going to be actually the means to destroy you. He's going to use your own Sechel for destruction. Kama Shomer HaKosav HaPosav says, Hoi, Chachomim Beneim. The Chachomim in their eyes, v'neged p'neim nevoinim, and against the face is the smart ones. I mean, your own Chachma, your own wisdom, will become your destructive element. Omar the Yermir says, in the voice of Hashem, they despise the Chachma smelohem. What is good for them, the Chachma? To care to use the Yetzer Hara makes the use of your Chachma to despise even more the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar, like Hashem, is Kishorim Darach Hashem. The Darach Hashem, the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed straight. Tzadikim Yerchubam, Tzadikim will go with the Rav Hashem, Parshim Yukashlubam, in the same day as the Parshim, gonna stumble. In other words, what is the Darach Hashem which is Yosha? This is Torah. Torah is the straight logical thinking, the Torah path is straight. And it leads you to absolute salvation. But on the same path of Torah, Tzadikim will go with, and they're gonna get to their destiny, and the same Torah, the Parshim, those who deceive Yukashlubam, they're gonna stumble in, because the Yetzer Hara are gonna make use of the knowledge of the Torah, of the Derech Hashem, Yitzhak makes use of it to use it against you, if you're not careful. The Neumar, and we will say further, wisdom, if it's being conducted in the leading of Darka, the way it should be led, goes with Derech Emes. And wisdom to you, the full of Chol Madra. That's going to be the healing for every pain. Every medication, every medicine could be accomplished with the Chochmah if it's ran properly. However, if you go away from the path of the straightness of Chochmah, will be the pain, will be the pain from all the pains which has no healing and no end. How can they find Himshua Torah Beish? Therefore, the Torah is compared to flies. Chochmah, the wisdom of a person, the sechel of a person, is like a fast, speedy car. If you hold the steering wheel, it's going to lead you to your destiny. The fastest speed is the farthest way. It's like fire. She's not going to heal the steering wheel. You leave it loose, it's going to be the cause of all destruction, the most painful destruction. Fire, if it's not contained, it's not operated properly, is the most destructive element. Moshe Omar, like the Pasuk says, my words are like fire. The words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like fire. Because it lightens up the eye with the light of Torah. Moshe Omar, Mitzvah Hashem, all the commands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boro, pure meira sinaim, lights up the eyes of a person. Boma and the Pasuk says, Ne'er l'ragli devarecho, your words are like candles to my feet, ba'olim sivosi, and it's light for my path, it makes me go in the right light. V'serefes, v'yikoido, and it totally burns out the person. Somebody goes away from the path of Torah. In other words, Torah is a torch. And the torch is there to lead you out, to lead in your path, to go out, to get you the way to that's the way you want. But if you don't use the torch to lead your life, the torch is here to burn you up. The apostle says, fire is Hashem judging. Hashem is judging and punishing you with fire. With the same fire that Hashem gave you, the energy and the power and the light to lead you out from darkness into light. With the same fire is HaKadosh Baruch Hu burning you up if you misuse it. Roman like a person says, Yamter al Roshon Pachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes rain on the wicked people, Pachim, bombs, fiery bombs. But Mamarti, Yermi said, I said, Lo Yeskerenu, Lo Yedaber Oid Bishma, I'm not going to remember, I'm not going to speak anymore the name of Hashem. If I would say that, for the Libike Eshba Eres, Otsil Batsmoisen, and in my heart, it feels like a burning fire which is closed in my bones, burning me up like a cancer which burns up a human body. How can therefore, it's always be careful, Shlotita Ashurcho. Shlotita Ashurcho Mederechobes. don't persuade, don't dent away your looks, your outlooks, derech ha'avos, from the path of our fathers. Don't deter from the path of our parents. When the Siva Rishonim and the path of our previous ancestors, El Abrius, with the clarity. In other words, a man's mind, the sechel, is like a steering wheel, which is steering the person's life. Now, steering wheel, you could steer a person's life to the life, to the everlasting life, Chas Hashem, to the everlasting death. Now, and you have to use your sechel, your chokhmah. Now, what are the first principles that in order to know that the steering wheel goes in the right way? Look at your ancestors. Look at your parents. I mean, your avos, the patriarch. And don't go away from the clarity of their path. Don't be over chokhmah, as they say. Don't think that you're going to be able to reveal a new path, a new style, a new philosophy, smarter than ever was before. So therefore, every time there's some new thoughts comes into our mind, some new idea comes into our mind, and Kochoyt is very good, very helpful, like wonderful. We could do some new things, new revolutionary things in Yiddishkeit. How do you know it's not coming from the Yetzer Hara, which is using this beautiful steering wheel, this rational, to destroy you? How do you know? First thing you have to, is this new idea really new? Or this thing happened, you saw it in Chazal, you saw it from our Ovis, you saw it in the clarity of the Rishayim. If it used to be, and it's been always mentioned, but now you don't see it, and now you got a new idea how to bring back the old things which you learned, yes, you could go after, because this is something. But maybe something brand new, revolutionary. I don't think. Stay away from it. And this is many times you see it today's time. There's many modern ideas, psychology, all kind of things which you think we could use it for time, we could use it for. Stay away, we didn't sell it never before. This is something that the Yetzer Hara is selling it to you, very good salesman, but eventually it's going to totally destroy you. So if you see that you never go away from Derech Avos, you should always rely on your Seichel and be dedicated with your advisor, and always you be meditating with your, all your rational terms in the path which you, as long you go in the path which you saw in the past. And don't suspect your ancestors, the Mashu Masrucho, which they passed over to your office of a circle from the benefit of your Torah. In other words, don't try to say, well, they were not smart enough, they had not experienced this, therefore they don't know, we have to experience something new. Don't suspect so. But altistoi, atzosam, and never destroy, and never contradict their advice, the Mashu Hoyro Eschel, which they had advised you. Never ever try to contradict and try to be oversmiling their advice which they get passed on to you from the previous generation. He tells you a principle. There's no etzah, there's no new advice in smartness. Anything which you could bring up in your das, which they had not known before. Don't think that you're going to invent some news which there was not known by them. For they analyzed and evaluated any kind of advice, and they establish it, anything which may bring good, may bring bad. It could possibly be that you may invent and maybe come up with a certain thing, a certain straight way of thinking with philosophy. It looks very nice in the beginning. You may invent a new revolutionary idea. In the beginning, you see how successful it is. Make false shuvas, accomplish this, accomplish that. And it's new, never saw before. However, but you don't realize what's going to come out, what loss is going to come out, Ashmeni Vachis in the end. In the beginning, the Yetzer Hara is going to show very successful things in your revolutionary thinking. In other words, it tells us, don't be an adventurist in Yiddishkeit. You've come out with revolutionary ideas which you never saw before. Because if anything is good, they thought of it. And if it didn't pass it over to you because they saw the end of it and therefore they avoided it, it's not good. Now, if you see all of a sudden a new revolutionary thing and start making experiments, it's the beginning, it's very very beneficiary, it's only the beginning, but you don't see destruction in the end. You know, all the modern thinking, that scholar movement, they deviated very little things, they made very little improvements. They started rearranging the shul looks, making the bima higher, this and that. And he came up with very rational argumentational arguments. He says, listen, you're losing out Jews, assimilation, they're going through, and you're not going to a little bit modernize it. And then they started modernizing. and immediately they got the youth and they showed the production. Look, Baruch Hashem, look what we accomplished. They got back the youth, they don't go to the goyim, they don't commingle. We make balls, we make single clubs, and they say they marry each other and they give lectures in Torah. But what happened in the end? Because the total defeated them out, went totally out of civilization. It was because of that. The problem didn't start at the Tchil of Shabbos, very slight little things, and it ended up the total making a mockery of the entire Torah. Because we haven't got the right to come to invent any kind of a new idea. Because there's no such thing in Chodesh Tachos HaShemesh. Anything which is good was already experimented and advised by previous Chazal. But after the Miyat Yishivcha, Tiri Yosha, you, because if your little depth of settled mind, you're only going to see the straightness of the new thing, but you're not going to be able to detect the mistake and the destructive part in it. Omer HaChokham, Shlomo HaMelech says, Al Tasek Gvul Oilam. Don't compete with the boundaries of the world. It means, don't try to compete with the previous generation that you are smarter. Don't you think for a moment that you're going to invent a new derech, a new style, a new thing, which was never new before. Omer says, Shema bini Musa Ravicha, listen, my son, to the passing of your ancestors, but they pass you. Omer said, Mimisha Mashim Avoysov, Shlomo HaMelech said, those who condemned their ancestors, says, Doir Toir Ba'enov. He thinks that his generation is pure in his eyes. Mitzviyosa Laruchot, but he has not been washed of his dirt. He's full of filth. He thinks that we are a beautiful generation, we are better than the previous one. And he doesn't realize that full of filth, full of feces. Because you're blind. Doir Oviv Yekaved is going to curse the generation of his ancestors. They were wrong. Woman says, Ein Tilak La'ov, the eye makes fun of his father. And it's actually, see, this modernization of today's time, the laugh at the old, at the primitive time, the ancient time, the stone age, as you go back to this old stupidities, the laugh at the previous generation, they think they are right. However, Achim Tire Le Kabbalah Abtuch, if you will see that to receive on you, with the Sefer Sarushus, however, if you're going to take on you, with the Sefer Sarushus, the mitzvahs, Masha Tuchalolov, if you're going to take on extra mitzvahs, more than you have to, as much as you can, after that you had fulfilled all the must doing. In other words, after you had done everything which you must do, you did it to the utmost, and then you take on extra mitzvahs, because you love chesed, you take on more things, because you're seichel, you're rational, agreed with it, and you alienate yourself in your tivus, then it's good. If you take on new things, what kind of new things can you take on? New things. What kind of chesedus can you take on? Extra chesed you take on? Because here he warns you, don't take up any chesed, don't be slumer than your parents was. So what can I do then? Only after, when you did everything which you have to do, you fulfilled shteir and shichon aruch, and now you became so hungry, you got such a good appetite, that you're eager to take on more things, that's good. There you may take on things, better things, more than you saw in the previous generations. But now you became a reward for it, because you covered the basics. Don't think that you are better than the previous ones. Everyone is commanded to make a siyok, to make friends with the Torah, and to write to the set, to make improvements. And therefore, every generation demands his own siyok, his own fences. So you can't say, today's generation, let's say, somebody will make fences, will make himself a siyok. I'm not going into Manhattan. I'm not going to Manhattan. I'm avoiding Manhattan by all means. Don't be such a frumach. Did your grandfather do such a thing? He never went into the city. Don't be, you're frumer than your grandfather was. You see, the Chavos said, don't be frumer. It's a new, you're making a new thing, a new chumrah. Not going to the city, not going to Manhattan. I could say, you know why didn't they restrict themselves going into the city? Because those cities used to be clear cities. It's not a Manhattan. So my generation, see, Manhattan, a sociogra Torah. You have to make fences for the Torah. And now the fence today is a different fence as it used to be. So I'm doing what my grandfather did. My grandfather made his fences and his style according to his needs. I'm making the same way fences in my style according to my needs of today. I'm not more chokham, I'm not frumer than he is. I'm doing exactly what he. But the fact he didn't do the same thing, because every door has his own siog, a sociogra Torah. Everyone has to make a fence for the Torah. Destroyed. Why? Because they didn't want to become frumer. They only went to the din and didn't go mishrim and shura. They didn't want to go more than the din is required to do. So therefore, the shlam was destroyed. So you see, everyone has to do more. If anyone only learns Torah, that he has no God, he doesn't want to do anything more than the basic Torah, it's like he's losing God. Many days they live without a true God. You could see that KM is a true God. Otherwise, God could be only helpful for you only if there is Torah in Gvulos Chasodim. In Gvulos Chasodim means you have to always do the needs that have to be done in our times of today. Omer Echad Min HaChasidim, like one of the Chasidim said, Misha Eila Teisefes, if anyone hasn't got any additional responsibility and commitment more than the basic requirements, proves that Eila Chayve, he hasn't got any basic commitment either. If a person says, listen, I'm taking on the basic commitment, but I don't want to take any addition. I don't want to be a chosid. If a person says, I don't want to take on more than it's needed, prove that you don't even have what you need either. You don't even have what you need. The aim at the surface is kapelet, however, you can't. The addition which you add cannot be accepted until you fulfill your responsibilities on the basics. Equality alone will be chiba, so it's not what the surface mitzvahs. The Chazal permitted us and also commanded us that we should take on additional mitzvahs than required. Kama Shom, like the Chazal tell us, Masifim Mechorah HaKodesh, we have to add from Chol to Kodesh. But the Sefer Betzoyim Betzilvus, look, we have to add in fasting and to davening and to give charity. Va'azoyim, and they commanded us that you should left behind Haribui, the excessive Mamois Ramazan for an excessive food, Hamitzorim Lone, which is allowed. We shouldn't be novel of Shusha Torah. Vishiru, and they warned us, Allah Shvur B'Shem, Afil Emes, you should not swear in Hashem's name, even if it's true. So we see Chazal warned us not to do things even which is allowed to do. So Abba Chazal did commanded us that we should be a chassidim, we should try to do more we have to do. Im harba is dvorim, and we should not talk more, afil em yonim tonim in akosas. Chazal told us, try not to speak more than you need it, unless it's, even if it's totally pure, for all kind of shekel. Im zikra in yonim b'nei odam. Afil em not minagnus. And Chazal told us also, try not to know, don't read history, don't read world biography, historical events. Even it's filem nimnotim in agnus. Even it's actually totally pure and clean from any filth. Anything mahaflik b'shvachodam. Don't even speak about the greatness of any person. Even if it's worthy, for us, shloi sapir b'gnus amekatzer v'imosem. Because imem ruim lochayim lebeka. And shloi sapir b'gnus amekatzer v'imosem. We also shouldn't speak about the shame of those who don't do the mitzvahs as it should be. So we do see actually the whole issue which the Shukhavisu tries to say here. As much you warned us in the beginning, which we learned today, that don't be excessively frum. Don't do more than you have to do because it may come from the Yetzer Hara, and don't be frumer than your ancestors was. This is only before you have fulfilled the basic minimum of your mitzvahs which you have to do. But after when you have done your basic minimum mitzvahs of Yichoy which you have to do, you have fulfilled that basics has been done. And Abba Chazal did advise us, take on chumras, take on excessive things, stay away from worldly things which is not an absolute necessity. Then Chazal told us, in other words, there is a requirement of being a chassid, that you should add things, even things that you didn't see in the previous generations. As I said, the Susi of the Torah, we commanded to make fences for the Torah. Because fences is needed according to time, according to situation. Now, in today's time, when we have new situations, we have to add new fences, new gzeres, new chumras, which the previous generation, there wasn't. No, I spoke to somebody once, why do you read the newspaper? Even clean newspaper, boy, more kind of proofs. He makes me, listen, my father and my grandfather all read newspapers. I said, yes, in those generations, for two reasons. One, they were middle in a situation in Europe all the time. They had to know exactly what's going on because they were always on the move. They didn't know what to do. They have to manipulate their lives. It was all about antisemitism, it was all. And it was needed to them, just to guide them what to do next. Number one. Number two, the newspaper does seem much clearer than it does today. So today the newspaper is full of filth, full of lashonara, full of garbage, which never used to be before. Number two, this information which the newspaper gives is absolutely nothing to do with you. You can't do anything about it either, if you might establish. And if it's something has to be done, serious, something has to be done, then you stop it right away anyhow. Then you're going to find it out anyhow. So therefore today you have no head to it. Okay, we continue that fresh Pezayim, Shariche Damaisa. Let's explain other inyonim, what we have to watch out against the Yetzer Hara, who tries to take away from us the Yichud HaMaisa. Or we should learn all the other areas. Vizoyer Odom, Behem Ba'olam Hazeh, and Ben has to be careful about it in the Sulke Shir Oz Mezinozem. Ke'en Inyam Inyon HaToyve. There's no such a thing from goodness Elim yesh lo pega shiyafsadaisai. Unless there's some destructive element which is out of them. In other words, anything which is good must have an opposition. Zeh mi mazeh osa lakim. Zeh klal. There's no natural goodness without any destructive element tries to destroy it. The one who knows what are those elements which try to destroy these things, he could be careful, he could know, and he knows how to stay away from it, because he knows what are those elements. The one who only knows what the good is, and he doesn't know what could take away the good, no way that he could rescue himself, because there's so many things which tries to eliminate. In other words, a person is a tomin. He says, listen, I know what to do, I'm doing what I have to do, more than this I don't care. Eventually he's not going to be able to, he's going to lose out. Because he has to know what is opposing it. One of the chassidim commanded his tamidim, and he told them, Lindu harat chila libodem man. First learn, stay away from the badness. After that, learn what the good is and what you have to do. Moshe Omer HaKosh HaRaposik says, Nir Lechem Nir HaTizrael Koetz. In other words, Sir Mira, I'm not going to say toys. Plow the field first, clean it. HaTizrael HaKoetz. Don't plant on a dirty field. Omer Yechem Zakar, Lina Noi Samir Sam Mishkolim. Yechem Zakar said, Legabe, the people who fool with weights, is Oilim Oimar. Vice for me if I'm going to say, Oimli Loyamar, vice for me if I'm not going to say. Im Oimar, if I'm going to say about it, how to be careful about the tricks which could be done to not to be with weighing. I'm afraid, Shem Ilmidaramoim, maybe the crooks, they're going to learn the shtick from me. I'm going to explain what's not supposed to be done. So, oh, I never knew this thing could be done, and they're going to learn. Im Loyamar, if I'm not going to say, Shem Ilmidaramoim, the crooks will say, don't know what we are doing, don't know our shtick. You see that he didn't. Omer Achaken. Amaran or Laman. And then the Gemara asks, had he said it or didn't say it? What was the dilemma? Omro, and they said, Amaran, he said. They said the shtick, micro Amaran, from which post of eternity should say it? Kishor im dar kashem kaposes Hoshea. Straight out the Drachma for Kosh Baruch Hu. Tzvikim Yerchubam. The same way which in other words, every Derech Hashem is Yosher, and it could be interpreted two ways. And because there is a possibility that Pashim Yekoshlebam, we had not withheld to let it know because Tzadikim Yekoshlebam. So therefore, from this person, he concluded that he should say it. Everything which has spoken so far in this shah, Mimashim Sapiko is a Yetzer al Odom, which the Yetzer tries to bring his fakers in a man. If you wouldn't be able to use this argument, he will try to talk to him with all kind of arguments, all kind of proofs, Vatel all of Amitoysov, in order to take away from the man the emesdikite from this argument. And if you're going to establish that his stupidity is all his arguments, how weak it is, it's not going to be to stand up against you, the Yetzer. Wouldn't be able to take away Masha Data, Mitos, which you know the truth, as a Beruroi, Masha Kodur, Meshaza. If you're not going to be to take away, Yoshim Lefatoischo, he will come, the Yetzer will try to mislead you, Lefatoischo, and Afshecho. He will bring you into us, and your Nefesh, Yoimelech, is going to tell you. In other words, first he's going to try to bring in fakers, enough to do it. But if it's not going to work, what will he say? He says, "Kama yisamech ben yonecho? How much am I happy with yonam al minos chatoiv? How great you are! You full believer, liv chashom elohim. The Yetzer can't take it away from you. That way, he's going to make a balgaiver. He says, look how you special guy you are. Kvar igatum amalas achesed, you reach the highest levels of chesed mashlegiel of zilos chubederecho. You're the greatest person in this generation." You have too much madas chalaboyra altavos chazay. You know, Hashem owes you so much. Hashem has to thank you, Elon, all the goodness in chazay. We don't know how to conduct your life according to the frugs of chavis v'ne odam. You have to know already. Now people have to really recognize you, appreciate you. what is out there, because you know, Kem Sibis to Alta Chavazakosecho. Now you have to. Like this, you have to account yourself with the people. Like if you angered somebody, somebody was wrong to you, let him have it. You know, you're somebody. He's going to put you up on a pedestal. And you're going to make a final accounting of the people who were good to you, who were bad to you. And we know that if they're going to want you, if they're going to appreciate you, and they're going to give you respect, that's going to be your beauty. You're gonna, in other words, you're going to demand your covet from them. And if they're going to be angry at you, it's going to take away. How can they, for the Yitzhak tells you, try to find kindness in the eyes, try to make a good impression. People are liking you. And that's the Yitzhak title. It's about time you should be kind of conscious about your image, about your position by people, and see that to find kindness in people's eyes, play act, and so on, and so because that's only going to show that you're somebody. That's what the Yitzhak is going to come and tell you. In other words, he tries to get to more angles. There's a famous story. You tell the story of the Rebbe of Zisha. He was very, very poor. Very, very poor. And his Rebbe, you go to your Rebbe to the message of Magid, ask a bracha. And when he got to the message of Magid, he forgot about his personal needs and never asked him. He was embarrassed even to ask any personal material brachas. So he engrossed in Ruchnius. So when this became unbearable, the children had to be married off, they didn't have anything, so the physician's wife went to the Mezuzah market and complained. And the husband is totally off the wall, like he's not taking any responsibility, doesn't have any shtablos whatsoever, the children have to be married off. So Mezuzah market said, I will talk to him. And the next time the physician came, of course he never mentioned anything of his personal problem, didn't even ask a block of his gashmias. So then the message market started asking him, what's going to be with your children? And they start giving him musar that you have to care, you have to do something, you have to put in something, you have to daven, ask a bracha, something you have to do. And as the message market started talking to him about it, the position already said musar to himself, Zisha, how low did you fell? That you have to musar you for gashmias, they get things. Probably you were too much involved in gashmias, that gives him. He got the wrong message. So the message market just was Margish that, you know, he's talking. He gets the opposite message. Total opposite message. So went to the drawer, takes out 300 rubles. It's a big amount. So here's 200 rubles. Go home and marry off your son. So, see, the Rizisha, what's the Musa behind it? The Rizisha was so removed to Nishtadlas that even when a person comes and imposes on him the Chiv Nishtadlas, like his Rebbe, he's giving him Musa, he understood the direct opposite. It was too much about the Shabbat. Maybe gave a Krechet, maybe gave a sign Gashmias. So the Rebbe is giving him Musa for that. And why also the Rebbe gave him the Krechet? Why didn't he give him to begin with? Because now he deserves it. That he's so much removed, and this was Yeshua. So he took the 200 rubles, he went home. And going home, he came to a little town, he found a whole tumult of people gathered, and some woman is crying. So he said, what's going on? So they say that there was Almona, a widow, and she just came to marry off her daughter, and she promised some dowry, not 300 rubles, and she had it all saved up. And she came here, she left the carriage, the money was gone. She lost it, was stolen, the money's lost. And she's afraid that the chosid wouldn't want the shidduch now, and she's behind herself. So he came forward and said, I found the money. He came forward right away. He said, this woman just lost 300 rubles. He just got 300 rubles in his hand. I just found the money. So, but he says, I'm not going to give the money that she's going to give a simmer. And she says, give me the simmer. She said exactly how the notes were, like 120s and pens, and how the 300 rubles was. And it was also tied up in a blue kerchief. So, that's exactly what I found. I have to go into my inn, and I'm going to bring you the money. See, so he disappeared. I went to the marketplace, he cashed up the money according to the notes, bank notes, which she said. Okay? He got also himself a blue kerchief, and packed it up. And then the old people, the whole time was up, the money was found. And what kind of great man is he? Didn't know who the fish is. Great man is giving away the money. And he came back, and the whole time was there as he was counting the money. And he came into up to 270, and then he stopped. He says, listen, 30 ruble, I think I deserve this. After all, I found it, I gave it back to you. I take 10%, I take as a fee for this thing. She said, why are you taking for fee? This is my money. I mean, you have to give it back. I gave you the simonim. It's a mitzvah. And he started arguing, no, but I wanted to say, Ruben, I'm not going to give it back. And then the people started yelling at him and screaming, and you're teasing, kind of. And he didn't give up. And finally, they slapped him to the roof. And the roof knew, he didn't know who the Zishi is, but he said, I'm coming from Mezzin, she's a chosid. She's a Mezzin. He said, this is a chosid, isn't this in a club? The roof passed him that he has to give up the 30 ruble. If not, he has to give it up 30 ruble. So the roof passed him, no choice, he gave up the 30 ruble. He gave back the 30 ruble. Then, but this roof, he couldn't take it, like a chosid. Like he's always by his Rebbe. I have such a chutzpah, like he doesn't want to give back the money. He says, I'm going to have to tell him, the Shema, I'm going to show him at least what kind of chassidim he has. And told the story about the vision, and so he immediately chapter. So he understood immediately that, we found the money, this is, he just... So when the vision came to the Mezzet Shemaged, I understand what you did. You took away the 32, but I gave it to Mary of his son. And he gave himself a mitzvah, taking care of this money. But what was the story with the 30 rubles? Why they kept it? It's exactly what the Chayim Sofer says here. He says, I tell you, Rebbe, I have to give it up because that money had. I saw, obviously, Rebbe gave me 200 rubles and she lost the other rubles and for some money. This was, my son is not married yet. And this is already, he is engagement standing in mistake. We don't. But at that time, when I counted the money, so the whole town was praising me, like, look what kind of tzaddik, and it's all of a sudden came to Zisha, look what kind of tzaddik you are. Nobody even knows that you're giving your money. So it's the whole town's counted it. So I had to give the Yetzer, so it's worthwhile to embarrass myself in the story of that the Yetzer Hara shouldn't be able to tell me, look what kind of great guy you are. They put up the whole act against this Yetzer Hara. Like, I had no intention to keep the story of, but the first I embarrassed myself, and so I said, come on. So the whole town, the Yetzer tries to tell me, I'm so great, and the whole town yells with me, I'm Gana, but I took the whole town's crying, Gana, to fight my Yetzer Hara, you're nothing. So the great with the Chayim Sofer says it. First he tries to give in all the fakers. When nothing went, then he says, Meet me, love me, Yishra, love me, Yarach, love me. You're such a great guy. There's nobody like you. Nobody knows you. But then now, to the Kiddush Hashem, people should get to know you and should respect you. And it's going to be Kiddush Hashem. He's using all kind of arguments. Further. Hoshe Volov. Answer this Yetzer Hara in the fourth line. Answer him, and he wants to tell you this. My Yoyi Li. What will it give me? What will advance me? Sratas al chalosh kemoini. If the people were like a weak person like me, I should imbe cholta and ahoyli v'loy lehazik. What will be when these people gonna like me? They're gonna credit me, gonna appreciate me, because these people can do anything to me. Why do you have to be on stage? Obviously, we have to know the maisa, reality. We are all at stage, aren't we? We're always at stage. All what we try to do all our life is to make a good image to our immediate company, immediate friends, wherever we go. You come to the shul, you go out, you get dressed. We always want to get kindness in the eyes of our friends. That's our first thing which we want to get. Why? Can anyone help you? Can anyone take anything away from you? Why are we always busy to find kindness in somebody else's eyes when it's somebody who's totally helpless, can't do anything to you? That's what he says. Hoshe Volov, Ma Yoili. What will help me be Sratas al Chalosh Kemoini when I am going to be accepted by them? Hashem Becholto Lohoi Livroi Lahazik. He couldn't do anything. He can't help me. And he can't also damage me. Homer Akosta Apo says, Hidlo Chemina Odam. Let go from the person, Hashem Neshama Ba'apoi, which has Neshama in his nose sticky. But man, actually, what is he worth? What can he do for you? Feel him, Hoy Sochaiva, even if it would be. Even let's say that there is a requirement that I have to find kind by people's eyes. How could I satisfy all my people? If I can satisfy my own wife, my own children, how could I satisfy the whole community? In other words, people who always try to make good impressions and to find kindness in people's eyes, he says, let's say you're supposed to do it, but how do you plan to do it if you can't even find kindness in your own people, in your own family size? Doesn't mean that I have to find kindness by all people. Like one of the chumitzos of tzoris is bni. A focus of tzoris kol abri is em b'chol techot. Satisfy all people you can't. Aval ishtad al afek tzoris abor v'yavchol tzil abriyas. To go satisfy all the people you can never accomplish. At least you know what you do. Try to satisfy the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if you satisfy Kodesh Baruch Hu will make that people should be satisfied of you. Kma shekosar ha posik b'rtzois Hashem dar ke'ish. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu is satisfied from the lifestyle of a person, kam oivav yashmil imoy. Even his enemy is going to make peace with him. In other words, it's true that it's a human nature that we want to be satisfied, we want to be accepted, and we want to satisfy all people. But you could never go out to, I'm going to satisfy the people. Try to satisfy Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you satisfy Kodesh Baruch Hu, then even your enemies will be satisfied. Like the person says, "V'tzoyis Hashem darki ish, kam oivav yashlem yom." And even a person, all mankind, from the small and big, they all praise him, and they tell him how to get his royal. This is already a proof. That Kodesh Baruch Hu planted love in the hearts of the people to him. Some Lord Shem Tov al Shainam, because Baruch Hu gave him a good name on their tongue. With the rabbi, you get the boy is soy. The fact, in other words, when a person, every one of us wants popularity, to be popular by people. But you could only get popularity if a Kodesh Baruch Hu plants it. If you become popular by Kodesh Baruch Hu, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu plants it. And from the small to big, everyone will accept you. But in other words, if you try to do it direct, to try to appeal to people, it's never going to work. It never worked. Aval Shiyah Odom, the person of Chosid Mishtabu Tareach, however, the Odom of Chosid, the person who is the Chosid, should be Mishtabu Tareach, should try. All is done, Masha Shabku, the Odom of Adosim Rahim, that people should praise them. This was not a Yetzer. In other words, a person should never let the Yetzer Hara sell him the lakshin and tell him, listen, you have to put up an act, you have to try. You know, people should be satisfied if he should praise you because this is a part of Avodas Hashem, Mishriach Abriyas, Noichem and Yechem, Mokom Noichem. No, that's not the type of chassid. You should never be busy finding kindness in people's eye. Be busy finding kindness in Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, then Yetzer Hashem, also the people will accept it. How can it be that you should be careful for this path? Anything else which the Yetzer tries to deceive you. The Yetzer Hara tries to conduct your life in this way, until he's going to totally throw you in the net of Chanifa. He's going to make from you a continuous Chanifa. And answer him when any time the Yetzer Hara will try to praise you. You should answer him. Ma hu shita asher oisi olav. What is there that you praise him that you're standing without your chavis Elohim olav? V'chi hu ki im letan olay Elohim? Why does it come to me that you are acknowledging me? Midat yechavis Elohim olav. That I know that I'm commanded to do it for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Isn't there any? Do I have any tainus to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Mitzvah she'en yisrei v'lasa is kefi dati. Understand what you're saying here? Ma'u shetah shel oisei olav midati. How can you tell me that I'm so? After all, I know Chayv Yisraelim Olav. I know how much I owe to Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'chihu ki imletaru layla lehim. Not only that owe to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is tainus to me, I didn't do enough. V'v'she'en yisoy v'laz kefidati. V'fi'il im yisoy yisoy kefidati. Even I would have done everything which I could do. Suppose I did the maximum which I could pay back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hayastik hakor adoy saboy yisal haktona shevetay v'solay. Did I thank enough? Did I pay back enough even for the smallest service she did for me? In other words, why did Yetzer try to boost me so how great I am, respectful I am, look what I'm doing? I didn't even pay back my chavis to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I didn't even pay back for the smallest favor that Kodesh Baruch Hu done to me. And ma'u midas yom ha'midas yom ha'olam, how much is already my whole my life, my everything which I've done so far. Kulam, if I'm going to take everything, all my life which I had so far lived, lo yas, kulam le yaspiku le sabbatai le sabayra lai. If I would have utilized everything, all my time, all my dedication, I couldn't enough thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the service he did to me. How could I pay back my shilcha and emre which I offer Kodesh Baruch Hu? But Omer Kodesh, the post says, Kola Bosor Chotzir. The whole flesh is like a dried out vegetable. Like, it's Chol Chav the Ketzitza Sode. And the whole chesed of the man is Ketzitza Sode, like this plant which is drying away, sweatless. If I'm not going to do what I have to do, Milik, who could do it? Because she asked me, if I do already everything, what am I worth? I won't do now, I could never do it again. In other words, don't be busy with nonsense, don't be busy by starting to collecting praises by people, how great you are, because you're not that great. You're not never finished the job what you have to do. And therefore, just be busy. A chosid who wants to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu shouldn't be busy even having a dialogue with Yetzer Hara and trying to praise, did I do enough, did I do enough. You should be always aware, you should know that you didn't even start paying back for Kodesh Baruch Hu the minimum that your Kodesh Baruch Hu had done to you. Kashi associates with us for the mail, and if the cannot mislead you with this argument, as he brings up, now you start in the Fatah, so they'll try to mislead you, mitzvah to have a sheva, Hashem to boil him as a, he would try to subject you to like to be praised. You would like to make yourself a good name. People have always had a career to make themselves a good name. He learns, he wants to become a Talmid Chacham, he gives tzedakah, he wants to becomes famous as about tzedakah. The Yom HaLachon, he will tell you, Smeach Ani Al Avodoscho. He will tell you, oh, I'm so happy on your work, on Elohim, I'll serve Kodesh Baruch Hu, in Bitchoyim Chatoi Bolav, how great are you with Bitochon HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Vashavoscho Konyon Enecho Ol Eilav, returning all the Inyonim, everything to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vashepinisi Lipcho, Mite Eves Abrim, Mevaladi Abayre, that Shepinisi Lipcho, it deterred your heart from all the people, and you only think which is good for HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah tries to count you all the praises. You're so good at all these things, you're never considering people, you're only considering what you have to do for HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And he tells you, you are the real Boteach, you're a great guy. You really see the whole world runs after money, the whole world gets crazy, and you don't care. And tells you, Baruch Hashem, you're a great Boteach, you really run a HaKodesh Baruch Hu with full heart. And you should talk to me in order. Don't try to conceal it from people. Try to show up Mashat Olam in HaKodesh. Don't try to conceal your inyon of Chassidus. But it's appropriate that you should show it. Kim Shemushal Tava Atzvach, since you govern over yourself, the Gavar Tal Tava Sechel, over part your Tavas, Shetara Masechel in order. Go show off for people your greatness in order, and of course to teach other people. It's a gala lehem libecho. Tell them what you have in your heart, what great you are, how much bitochen you have. You're going to get honor in this world. You're going to get a good name. You're going to get a good name. I'm going to give you a good name, a good image, from good boys, children. You're going to make yourself a good name. It's going to be one of the arguments of the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara says, okay, you can't take away you from Avodas Hashem, but they will try to tell you, since you have it already, might as well get yourself a good name, because this is the right thing, this is the psukim, this is the satel and the basis of Moshe Yad Vashem Tov. It's an important thing to get a good name, to leave the world with a good name.
In the Indian of tzedakah, is an example, of being about tzedakah. Is there such an Indian of giving tzedakah publicly?
For what sake?
That others will see that you gave in order that they should also give.
That's a mitzvah.
That's
allowed to give. If you give tzedakah in public in order to motivate other people to give, yes, that's a mitzvah to give. But if you give tzedakah in order to be spoiled, to be praised, it's a punishment. It's a terrible sin. I think it's a rashba. If people lose their wealth, lose their money because they give tzedakah in order to be praised.
All these guests of honor that you have.
But the answer to this is to give the money, not for being praised. They give them to make other people to give. Why is it a mitzvah? Because he gives away a specialty of his mitzvah. He could have given the mitzvah b'shtika quietly. That would be a perfect mitzvah. And he gives it away in order other people to make other people to give. He lowers himself down. He gives up the cream of his mitzvah to make other people to go. But this is only the person knows why he's doing it. Boy, when you get yourself a good image, that people learn from you, with you and this kind of name, you're going to even get benefit because they learn from you. How can therefore I'll test him and say, don't try to conceal you good things. only those things which you can tell to people. If anything could tell, tell on the Yeruch Hobbes, a Kovet, the Shem Tov, you make yourself an honor and good name by the Mazer, but Gmul Tov, Lord Mavo, because people are going to learn from you. So you're going to use this argument to you. Hoshe Ve'ilav, answer him, Maye Elen Shevach Ve'le Odam, what will help me if people will praise the Shem Tov, the good name, Shilu Ve'toicham, Imed Yossi Be'kitzurim, and I know how much I had not done so. What good is it that people are praising me and holding me as the guy? Because I know in the areas which I still have not fulfilled my chiyuvim. Ma'ano osi b'kibudam. What is my pleasure when they're going to respect me b'duram? They can't help it. What will I tell them? The people around me are for me kumat semecho baruchem she'en medav. For me, I consider them just like trees and animals. It's beautiful. Actually, this is the B'chavis Havu Svat. But they used to say from tzaddikim. A person when he is between public and does something, he has to consider, I mean, not because it's a lack of respect to the public, but in order to counter this yetzirah, because obviously when you do a mitzvah and you do an act in public, you do it differently than you do it privately because you have public eyes on you. And in order to undo this, that you should, it's important, when you're in public, you should consider people around you like trees, like animals. Like you wouldn't do especially in a forest just because trees are watching you, or in a zoo between animals, between chickens, you're gonna act differently because those are animals, you're not acting up. That's exactly, every time when we are in public, when doing mitzvah Hashem, you have to be so submerged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all the people around you should be just like animals and not like nothing, like absolutely nothing to you. Let me say, Kumatzich Baruch Hashem, Ulai, Kishiskav Lezeh B'Masai. And if I'm going to think like that in my mind, And if I'm not going to be like that, I'm going to try to make my image to them, it's going to be the opposite. People are going to say that I'm doing everything only to be choynev, to show. Said me sold to one king. So the name of the Melech Echad has been said to a king, how didn't you like the singing of this person? This person was leaning, the most leaning, and he has a beautiful voice, and he expressed very beautifully all the tunes. How come you didn't like him? Was that the king? So how can I like his leaning? He's not leaning it. The whole thing, he does it for me. He leans it for me that I should like it. And I should make him. I see, like a chazan about Phyllis, says, didn't you like his davening? So how could I like his davening? He dumped only for me, he didn't dump for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, this is what he's trying to say.
It wasn't natural.
Since Melchor said he didn't like the Balkoira, how did he lane? He lane so beautiful now. So I said, how come he didn't like him? So how can I like him? He did it only for me. If he would have done it for Kodesh Baruch Hu, I would have liked him. Abin Moshe Kavanos Abayda, Ritzvain Abayda, if he would have done it for Kodesh Baruch Hu, say, Koy Sarevili. Chen Noem Asur Sur, it's a Mechon Mishem Mecham Betzulosa, everyone is Mecham Betzibur, with Damanim, with Spalam Betzibur, and Damanim in public, Baal Achozon, Bepiyutim Chadoshim, or the poetry, so make all kind of, he's doing it only in Limtzachem Be'enev Ne Odom, to find kindness in the eyes of the man, and not finding kindness in Hashem's side. I mean, people who daven and try and give out all the pour out the heart for the Kodesh Baruch Hu and trying to, and all they're doing is finding kindness by the people. But Soymel Oid, you should also tell the Yitzhar, Shemi Mili, a Kovod Boyle Mazel Masai. You're tiny, I should have Kovod on my deeds. Maybe I'm going to have Kovod on my deeds. Loi Shuri, Oid Babu, in a good lot of Klum. I'm eating up all my Kovod here. I'm not going to get anything. Mr. Shikabal, to me, here, Boyle Mazel, I got all my Kovod in this one. Omer al Echad al Chassidim, said and told him, one of the Chassidim, Shinich Chashik Miknas Chayfet. One of the Chassidim went to the market to buy something. Boyle Chunusechad al Soich Miknas Men, he came one of the stores to buy it. Omer al Shechenoi, and the Shochem told him, Vateloi, give him the sacred son, do but anything which Chosel Kim, Anshe Yir Vatoir, give him a good price. Try to satisfy him, give him good because he's for the Anshe Yir Vatoir. Omer al Chosid, the Chosid heard it, said, any Tzirch of the Turach, don't give me off the price. I came to buy with my money, not with my Torah. I didn't come to trade off anything from my Torah. Don't give me any special service. Therefore, the tzaddikim, they were always makbet, never be to Nehenna in the Kodesh Torah. Not covered wise, not money wise. I came to buy with my money, I didn't come to buy with my Torah. He didn't want any more to buy from him. A big shade says also, and he went to somebody else to buy Shulay Yudei, and he didn't know that he's a Talmud Chacham. He went to buy somebody else, so he wouldn't get any special treatment.
And when Rabbi Yochanan says he asked for credit, then it's a whole shame for him because of this, because he's really trading off the Torah for.
For credit. For getting credit. I told me the post I'm going to give you Shem to Shmuel, and I said, I'm going to even him. He could show my half in the order of the Mazem, I should call Asha Boyd and make him a Mabod Kashachmosai, Mechavis Lemon. Yes, the Kurdish Bachel gives a good name for a tzaddik, just like he gives everything else for a tzaddik, food and money. When a tzaddik is worthy that you should, Hashem wants to satisfy a tzaddik. So one of the things with Hashem, obviously to have a good name is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not something that you should work in order to have a good name. In other words, there's no inyan that you should work on yourself to get yourself a good name. I, tzaddikim, do have a good name. It's Hashem gives them the good name, just like what Hashem sees. Shaboy metel avodav kashachachmosa, and Shaboy when HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that this thing should give him over to him.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.